The boats are usually the Crossfield boats, which were built specially for trolling, and they're very special. They've got a very low counter, which means the back, there's only about that much freeboard between the water and the top of the...
So that's about a foot, then, is it, you'd say? About a foot?
So, less than that, less even, than like 6 inches, something like that. When it's steaming.
Right.
When it's going, you know.
Yeah.
They fish with an otter trawl,
which has
two otter boards, which are about half the size of this rug, about that big. I'm not very good at guessing.
What's that, about a foot and a half square?
They're not square, they're oblong.
Okay, so
like
2 foot by a foot and a half.
Something like that. Yeah, like that. Metal around it to weigh it down, but made of wood. And then two, I've got photos of these somewhere, two hinged V-shaped things like, with the ropes tied on.
Oh, yeah.
And when the trawl is short, the tail line goes first. I should explain this. The trawl is V-shaped, like that, and the tail end is the narrow bit, which is laced up to not let the fish out. But when you bring it in, you open that, let the fish out onto your deck.
So they go in the wide bit and get stuck in the net.
Yes, basically. I'm not explaining this very well. When it's gone overboard, the otter boards space out like that. They kind of drift apart. The shape of them and the way the ropes are tied on, the otter boards open the mouth
of the
trawl.
Yeah.
There's a rope that goes along the bottom edge, a heavy rope, which goes, if you're trawling, and that's why you need to know what the bottom is, because you don't want to troll on rock.
Right.
When you're trawling, this rope, the foot rope it's called, bumps along the bottom, and the fluke, which is what you're after normally when you're trawling, but you get other stuff in too, bobs along the bottom too, bobs into the net, can't get out because the tail end is laced up. There's different meshes as well. There's a standard mesh for this type of trawl, but when you get to the tail end, that is very fine mesh. So once you get to the tail end, you can tell when you pull it in vaguely how much you've got in there. And then by the weight of it, you know, as it's coming in,